It is National Cheese Day. So I'll ask you today, what cheese do you say yes to?
Yes. Oh, we got a pick?
Yeah.
No. I've never had Limburger. I've never been that brave.
I bet you it's better than blue cheese.
Oh, I love blue cheese.
Oh, I accidentally ate blue cheese and I almost puked.
I like a blue cheese. I don't mind a stinky cheese, but it can't be like crazy stinky.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever smelled Limburger.
Well, they wrap it in foil, so you can't. By law, it has to be wrapped in foil.
Oh, my gosh. It's
so odoriferous.
I'm most aware of Limburger from Three Stooges.
Yeah. If you have, let us know, and let us know what it's like. I've heard it's like eating somebody's old sweat sock, though. And that's not.
So why? Yeah. Why?
Exactly.
Like, why are there Brussels sprouts?
Well, if you cook them up with bacon and stuff, they're good.
No. That's something bacon cannot.
Oh, it does. It's all right. I can make a good Brussels sprout with bacon.
What cheese do you say yes to?
Oh, cheddar, American, Gouda, Havarti's a good cheese. Mozzarella.
Oh, I love mozzarella string cheese.
Oh, string cheese is good.
Oh, but Swiss is my number one.
Swiss is okay. But they're all good. They're all delicious, well, and when they're melted, they're even better.
Let me put baby in front of Swiss, then Swiss is second.
I don't like regular Swiss all that much. It's all right on a sandwich, but baby Swiss is better. So what do you like? That's what we want to know. Brandon from Hamler says smoked cheddar is his favorite.
All right, and Chris from Toledo, Munster.
Ah, that's a good cheese. That's a good melting cheese. Melt that on a sandwich. Oh, yeah.
Morenci, Colby Jack or Pepper Jack?
Good choices again. Going to be hard to make a bad choice here.
Colby Jack's my third. Oh, and Laurie in Waterville, Dill Harvati.
I like a good Harvati.
I love dill flavoring, so I have to try that.
I don't need it in my cheese. Harvati is a really wonderful cheese. Nice mild, melts from nice. It's good on sandwiches.
And Sherry and Clyde says, cheese, yes, on everything. She likes them all except blue cheese.
I still like a good blue cheese. For your hot wings.
No, I'd rather ranch. For my hot wings.
No. We should not let cheese blue divide cheese. Us, Jeff. We let cheese unite us. Let's unite around our love of cheese. There's so many cheeses we love that we could eat together.
Yes.
Why don't we go with some good cheddar and Havarti? How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Kayla, one of YesFM DJs, she likes provolone.
That's a good cheese.
Yes.
First vote for that.
John and Cecil, a man of refinement and taste, says blue cheese, anything that supports Tommy. Thank you, John.
Oh, brother.
You are a gentleman and a scholar.
So you're a Michigan fan?
He's a gentleman and a scholar.
But Allie and Delta, her favorite is Havarti, and blue cheese is gross. So that cancels out John's vote.
Mia in Liberty Center says Munster is my fave. Blue cheese is gross, but not as bad as Swiss. Now you're gonna have to clean that mic really good. Yep.
Sanitizing wipes are nearby. So another vote from Munster, but in the lead, Pepper Jack.
I'm a little surprised.
Followed closely by blue cheese.
I mean, I love pepper jack. It's a great cheese, but yeah, I'm a little surprised it's in the lead. I will say this about blue cheese. Let me share you some facts. The history of blue cheese goes back to the 7th century to a cave outside the village of Roquefort, why it's sometimes called Roquefort cheese. Legend has it that a distracted shepherd forgot his lunch of bread and cheese in the cave. The cheese had become infested with a mold that was growing in the cave. Today, this natural mold is refined and used for almost all blue cheeses. So it's just cheese with mold in it. I don't know why that would not turn you off. It's described, its flavor is creamy, flavorful, and mature. Intense strokes of piquancy from the characteristic blue veins stretch along a creamy, often crumbly texture. Slight hints of rural mushrooms give way to a mild profile consisting of creamy tones of browned butter, slowly resolving in a calm finish. Ranging from mild to sharp, blue mold cheese is made using milk from cows, goats, and sheep, producing a wide variety of taste and texture combinations, resembling fine porcelain. A clear white backdrop marbled with intense insected blue veins makes up the iconic appearance of these beautiful cheeses.
Wow.
There you go.
Blue veins and porcelain. Yeah, that makes me want to eat it.
And you can get different kinds. There's Gorgonzola is a type of blue cheese. Castello Double Cream Blue, Roquefort, Stilton, and traditional Danish blue as well. So all kinds of different blue cheeses. Now, after that description, don't you want to go out and get some blue cheese?
No.
Yes.
I've tried it. Not on purpose.
You got to get a good blue cheese. You got to get a good creamy blue cheese.
Alex in Middleville, Michigan. He's been debating all morning. Like I know, because there's so much good cheeses for him. He settled on Colby Jack. I don't believe I've ever had blue cheese. So
Colby Jack is good cheese. Nice mild cheese.
Yep. I use it for not shredded Colby Jack for nachos.
Yeah, it's good melting cheese. Well, it's Colby cheese and Jack cheese kind of combined, so it's nice.
Leah and Napoleon, she does not like cheese.
She's the only one that's come in and said they didn't like cheese.
But her brothers and sisters love it.
Yeah, they're all sharing with their cheeses.
Brandy in Toledo, extra sharp.
Ah, liking that extra sharp cheddar.
And if we miss yours, sorry, because we've got a lot of texts.
I know, we're
coming
trying
this
to catch them all here.
Thank you. Do you see any there, Melinda? Any cheese ones?
Did you get Jake from Lima?
Nope, I just found that one. Go ahead.
Jake from Lima says, cheese, the queso blanco or white cheese dip at most Mexican restaurants. Yum, yum.
Now, interesting. Yeah. Most Mexican restaurants will use a white American cheese in their queso blanco. And then they add, you know, spices and stuff a lot of times.
Yeah. Cutting corners.
Not all. You know, it depends because there's some good melting, like a quesadero, I think, is a good melting Mexican cheese. But
Aaron from Toledo.
What did he say?
Favorite cheese and his kid's favorite cheese is Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack. So, wow. Pepper Jack extending its lead here.
Ah, yes.
Amazing.
I think we got everybody else.
Did Sherry from Clyde say another
Colby
cheese?
Jack.
Or is this her first time?
Yeah, we got her Colby Jack down.
We got that one. So I think we're all caught up on our cheeses.
I think so.
Woo! All right, we got someone calling. Let's see who it is. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we talking to?
Doug, I was listening to your banter back and forth and as the votes rolled in, and I felt compelled to call and say Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack again. Another Pepper Jack.
Man.
Yeah. Pepper,
a surprising leader.
You guys rock. You guys are the best. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. And Jason in Lima, Colby Jack. Colby Jack starting to pull some votes here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a couple for Colby Jack there. All right. Well, I'll share my favorite cheese. It's called a Five Counties cheese.
Five Counties.
It's a cheese produced in Leicester Cheese Company in Leicester, England. And it's made up of combining five English kinds of cheese, namely cheddar, Cheshire, Derby, double Gloucester, and red Leicester. They alternate the layers of yellow, orange, and white that makes this cheese visually stunning on a cheese platter. And basically, there are all kinds of cheddar-related cheeses. So it's kind of a cheddar kind of cheese. They're either cheddar or close to cheddar, so the resulting cheese is mild and buttery, but you get a little bit of different taste from each of the layers. It's wonderful.
Pam from Lima says, I haven't had a cheese I didn't like, though she hasn't had Limburger.
Yeah.
Because it's known as a stinky cheese. Her favorite's sharp cheddar, pepper jack, and Parmesan. Gouda is also good. All right. So earlier, Andrew the Trucker sent us some information on Limburger cheese. They say in its first month, the cheese is firmer and more crumbly, similar to the texture of feta cheese. After about 6 weeks, the cheese becomes softer along the edges, but is still firm on the inside and can be described as salty and chalky. After 2 months of its life, it's mostly creamy and much smoother. Once it reaches 3 months, the cheese produces its notorious smell because of the bacterium used to ferment Limburger cheese and many other smear-ripened cheeses. The Brevibacterium linens, the same one found on human skin that is partially responsible for body odor and particularly foot odor.
Oh.
And bacterium linen, the bacterium linens. So it's like dirty socks.
Yeah, it is. Literally like eating a dirty sock. That's why people say it smells like dirty sweat socks. So if you've ever smelt a sweat sock and thought, man, that smells delicious, Limburger is for you.
Or if you like to suck on dirty socks just to get that taste in your mouth, well, you'd probably want Limburger instead.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little healthier. after 3 months, when the cheese has ripened, it becomes spreadable. The cheese is often spread thick on firm, textured, 100% rye bread with a large, thick slice of onion.
Yeah. Limburger and onion.
And served with black coffee or lager beer. I'll have a Limburger sandwich on rye. Hold the Limburger and hold the onion.
That's a good first date meal for you. If the date's not going well, right? If it's just not going well, and you can tell this thing is not going anywhere, but the other person might not be getting that, that's what you order.
Or if it survives, then this might be the right person.
Because you get that with the black coffee, and you combine your coffee breath with your Limburger breath, nobody will be kissing you that night.
Brad in Northern Kentucky, mozzarella, provolone, cheddars are his favorites. Loves all cheeses.
Oh, those are good.
So, winning cheese by quite a margin, Pepper Jack.
We like the spicy cheese.
Not the stinky cheese.
We like spicy over stinky.
And the battle of blue cheese, no's have it by a slim margin.
The yeses are right. That's all right. Don't worry.
But blue cheese came in second.
A controversial cheese coming in second.
And coming in third, Colby Jack. Then it was all the other ones.
I'm surprised cheddar didn't do more.
Combined all the cheddars, the milds, it would have had five votes and would have tied it for blue cheese.
Ah, okay.
No one voted Swiss.
Jeff alone voted for Swiss.
We had an anti-Swiss vote.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're negative one. Swiss is actually negative one.
Savon in Toledo says, don't worry, Jeff. I like Swiss cheese, especially on the mushroom Swiss burger. No, don't ruin it with mushroom.
Don't worry about Jeff. He's just a picky eater.
I can't win with my...
Mushrooms are good. I'm going to bring in some blue cheese stuffed mushrooms tomorrow. That's what I'll do.
I will go to the porcelain bowl.
With a side of Limburger and onion.